Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, All Black, All News, All You. I'm Sonia Cassandra Perdue, Executive Producer of Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, and your host for this segment, which is our CBBN Business Journal segment, where we interview innovators, authors, and business owners from all around the world. Our guest today is Cedric Phillips, President of Fundswell Consulting Group, and we're going to discuss one of my favorite topics, money, 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 money. Before we do that, though, let's share a few announcements with you. Chicago's Black Business Network, which is CBBN, invites you to engage monthly with experts on a variety of topics. Ask an Expert is our monthly virtual event designed to enhance the business, designed to enhance your business and personal experiences of people around the globe. Visit shoppingblackchicago.com to learn more. Don't miss out on this opportunity to expand your knowledge and network with fellow professionals. Register today. Visit shoppingblackchicago.com to learn more about our monthly Ask an Expert event and tell a friend. Please do. Shopping Black Chicago, where Chicago shops first, is your one-step destination for supporting Black entrepreneurs. Visit shoppingblackchicago.com today. That's shoppingblackchicago.com today, where Chicago shops first. I want to remind you that all of our shows from the very beginning have been dedicated to keeping the memory of Mayor Harold Washington on the minds and in the hearts of his people. Mayor Washington was a military man. During that period, he completed more than 100 correspondence courses. Some people don't play around. Some people just get things done. Some people don't waste time. That's the difference in the measure of a man and a woman. I say that to say this. Chicago has so much to offer. The world has so much to offer, you know. If you're looking in the right spots, if you're hanging with the right people, and if the people that you are in the room with are not discussing taking classes, get some of this free training that's out there. They're just throwing this free training out there. Visiting a new vacation spot, starting a family business, or the liberation of our people, then you should get up and leave that room, that gas station, that corner, that bus stop, wherever it is that you are. It's time to exit. People, it's time for a change, and it all starts with you. Don't be like Michael Jordan. Be like Harold Washington. Take a few classes. It's time to grow, people. I'm Sonia Cassandra Perdue, and you're listening to CBBN Business Journals. To be a guest, give us a call, 773-609-2226. Our guest today is Cedric Phillips, President of Fundswell Consulting Group. And as I said earlier, we're going to talk about money, money, and money. Welcome to the show, Mr. Phillips. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. And yourself?
Doing great, doing great. First of all, tell us a little bit about Cedric before you became the president of Fundswell.
So before I got into the finance industry, I actually grew up as a little troublemaker, in a sense. I was kind of in and out of trouble. I became my own entrepreneur around 19. I got into the MLM world. And some of those MLM contacts were about finances and budgeting. And then it kind of led me more on to actually getting more into the finance space. Which led me into finances with credit building, credit repair, coaching, and kind of leads me in where I am today.
Oh, okay. So you went from being a troublemaker to MLMs to credit. You were doing credit repair, I'm assuming. And this led you to learning more about finance and getting into this industry. How long ago did you form this company? How long ago did you fund Fundswell?
About 2 years ago.
About 2 years ago? Okay. Now tell our listeners About Funds Wealth Consulting Group.
So we operate and own our own finance brokerage. We're located in Wisconsin, and we serve nationwide, which means we have the availability to help consumers from any state. So as far as us with our finance brokerage, we basically help clients get working capital and funding if they're not particularly bankable yet. And some of our various products of what we do, working with direct lenders, is equipment finance, working capital, revenue-based financing, lines of credit, SBA loans, factoring, and even factoring for government contracts also.
Okay. Now, some of the things people may not be as familiar with, some of the things that you mentioned, let's just mention something that we don't hear about often that businesses can utilize. Let's talk about factoring. What is factoring?
So AR factoring is basically account receivables. It's a way for business owners to actually free up cash flow. So let's just say if they get paid on a net 60 or 30. So a lot of people don't know what nets are. It's a term of when you get paid. So the average business owner may get paid after the service. Having these contracts in place, you may do the work, but you don't get paid until 30 to 45 days. So you can actually factor those outstanding invoices, where instead of waiting 30 to 45 days to get paid, you can actually partner up with a factoring company and get paid 90% upfront instead of waiting the 30 to 45 days.
So you're saying that your fee is actually only 10%?
So essentially they would get 90% of that cash available by the factoring company, and then the other 10% would be the fee deducted. Some factor rates, and essentially it's not a loan. It's basically getting your account receivables up front quicker than those net contracts. So as far as the fees, there's factor fees that can start off at 1.75 and kind of go up a little bit higher than that, 2% fee. So let's just say, you could be a business owner. You have these, we didn't get snow all this year. It's kind of crazy. So let's just say if you had all these snow removal contracts, commercial, let's just put out Costco, for example, maybe. You may have like a commercial building like that, and they don't pay after the job is done. They pay you on the contract every 30 to 45 days. So you can actually factor that out and get paid quicker. So it actually frees up the cash flow for the business owner, and they're able to kind of stabilize and use that cash to move forward in their business.
I got you. So you can get your invoices due, accounts receivable, factored up to 90%, but there are factory fees in this type of thing. But this is for when you need to free up some cash, or you get your back up against the wall, or things happen in business just like it happens everyone else, and you just might need some cash like right now, and you can't wait for them to pay you. So that's a good option. I am familiar with factoring. Also, the other thing I want to ask you about is equipment leasing and purchasing, okay? Some people need to, and I'm speaking to our audience, need to expand and need to diversify, but they can't do it because they don't have the money to purchase the equipment. Does this include equipment leasing or equipment purchasing? Tell us a little bit about that aspect.
So just as far as equipment purchasing and leasing, it can be done. There are terms where after you lease the product, there is an availability to actually purchase that. But with those particular products, it just needs to fit in those guidelines is what can be leased. I'm not sure how – I mean, the Chicago area should be a little bit like the Wisconsin area. So we have, like, a lot of agricultural farming. Those type of equipment can be leased. Even, yellow iron equipment. So a lot of people, give me one second. A lot of people, you know, they may not qualify for, you know, an SBA loan to purchase equipment, but there are equipment programs out there where they can actually purchase. So usually what that consists of, there are startup equipment programs, but you do have to have a credit score between 680 plus. The top tier programs with lucrative terms are usually around businesses that are in 4 years plus. And essentially, you know, a lot of people may want the equipment because, you know, it can create growth. You know, if a Skisker can help you make an additional extra $30,000 to $40,000 a month, you know, that business owner may be looking for that piece of equipment. So usually with equipment purchasing, we are allowed to do private invoices. So if it's from a seller, a private seller, usually they just need a invoice. And we can actually take a look at that as well. We usually just do app and 3 to 4 months of bank statements. And then if it's actually from a vendor, if they accept outside financing, we can look into that as well.
Great. Our guest today is Cedric Phillips, president of Funds World Consulting Group. How can we find you on the web, Cedric?
They can go to www.fundswellconsultinggroup.com. They'll be able to see what we offer, our products, and essentially our mission and vision. They can also contact at our toll-free number, 1-844-714-4143. That's 1-844-714-4143.
And I see you are across different social media platforms, and so they should probably look for Fundswell, F-U-N-D-S-W-E-L-L. Now, your website states, we make business lending simple, approval in 24 hours, and no credit score minimum. Can you explain that to our listeners?
Yes. So basically, you know, versus the traditional terms, you may have business owners that may not qualify from the bank. You know, they may be a restaurant that just opened. They have good credit or bad credit. But essentially, you know, they're making maybe $30,000 to $40,000 a month in their business. Traditional bank systems want you to be in business for at least 2 years and make at least $100K plus for those past 2 years to be able to be bankable to get a traditional bank loan. While versus the alternative lending sector of what we do, we have a streamlined process where we can get approvals within 2 to 6 hours. There is no minimum FICO required just because we might have a particular product for that customer or client, which can be our revenue-based financing or even with invoice factoring. Since it's really not a loan, they don't need to determine a credit score for that. The credit score is actually built off the business credit score. So usually with our approvals, all we need is just application and the last 4 months of business bank statements to get an approval. So on the alternative lending sector, most of these businesses, to qualify, they have to at least be making over $10,000 a month.
Okay. That sounds good. Now, I see on your website as well that you also do personal loans.
Yes. So we also
tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. So with our personal loan product, we've had some people come to us because, you know, their banks weren't lending out money currently and they don't know what to do. So with our personal loan products, we do have some subprime lenders that will accept low credit as long as the cash is in the bank account or they make a high return in annual income. But to usually qualify for our personal loan program, it's usually a 680 credit score, no collections, no derogatories, no late payments, no new accounts open in the last 6 months, and no more than 6 inquiries in the last 6 months. And they do have to have 30% utilization or less. We actually do have a bridge loan product for clients where if they need to pay down some credit cards to get funded, we can actually help them with that as well. So once they meet those requirements, we have two different types of products where they can either they could be making $27,000 a year W-2 income. If they're 1099, they at least have to pay themselves at least $27,000. And we can actually help them get a personal loan that could be deposited into their bank accounts within 3 to 7 days. Our second option.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Our second option is essentially those same requirements, but instead of a personal loan, we can actually do it's called our 0% interest lines of credit. We can actually help business owners get up to $200,000 in 0% interest credit lines using their credit score, where these lines of credit can report on the business and build business credit also.
Okay, sounds good. Now, and listening to you, especially when you were going over the criteria for the personal loan, now, would you suggest even before going online and applying that they contact you so that they'll have an idea of what they need to do before they apply? Or do you suggest they just go in and apply? Because you said a number of things, stop the inquiries, clear up those little collections. Your credit utilization needs to be under 30%, which mine is nowhere near that, under 30%. And these other little things that are important criteria when underwriters are looking at these loan applications, what do you suggest? Should they just go online and apply, or should they call you first so that you can assist them and approaching this in the correct way?
So they should definitely contact us. I don't recommend applying online because most people will apply, get denied, and it'll just trigger them to keep doing applications. So they're actually acquiring more inquiries on their credit report. What we do for business
mm-hmm.
owners, we offer a free custom business funding plan and a free business toolkit. So if they fill out our custom funding plan form, we'll actually get them a custom funding plan based on everything that they filled out and what they can do to improve. So I definitely suggest that they do contact us. We partner with a company where you can pull your credit report that does not take a hit for just $1. And then once we acquire that credit report, we can go over a credit analysis just to make sure that you are prepared for funding or to prep your profile for funding.
Okay, that's a great idea. And to prepare them put them in a better position, put themselves in a better position to get funding, okay? If you don't understand the funding process, okay, you'll miss a whole lot of what he just said about your credit utilization and all these other things that Cedric just said. In order to prepare, it's like you're going to run track. You don't just jump out there and go run around the track and you're going to think you're going to win the race. You prepare. And so that's what he's saying, Mr. Phillips, right? Let your company, let Fundswell help you prepare to be successful in getting the money. And that's why I think a lot of entrepreneurs, and it's not about being a black entrepreneur or anything. A lot of entrepreneurs, all of a sudden, they get in a panic. They need some money, and they go out here and start applying for loans without being properly prepared. You agree with that, Mr. Phillips?
I definitely agree with that. I had a client come to me not too long ago. We actually pulled his credit report for $1. He sent it over to us. He had about 200 inquiries on his credit report. And he was still applying for things, which just blew me. But I definitely see that all the time.
Yeah, that blows my mind, too. Oh, my goodness. He's probably feeling a little bit desperate and didn't understand how that was going to affect him and probably affect him for quite a while. So he's putting himself in a catch-22 He was trying to go out and get some money, but he was messing up his opportunity to get some money. People, are you hearing this? You need to stop trying to reinvent the wheel. Stop standing on your own accord. Speak to professionals, okay? Sometimes
and I do
you
just
can't
wanna,
do it on your own. Go ahead.
No, I do just want to put that out there just in case if they don't know, but inquiries stay on your credit report for 2 years. Most lenders don't want to see no more than 3 inquiries per year. So once you start to get above that threshold of over 10, you'll start getting declined because they see that you're seeking more credit.
Mm-hmm. 3 a year. Oh, my goodness. That's putting a squeeze on that treasure. I have to stop myself. Okay. I guess this day is Cedric Phillips, president of Fundswell Consulting Group. I'm Sonia Cassandra Perdue, and you're listening to CBBN Business Journals. To be a guest, give us a call at 773-609-2226. I learned something today, too. I know I'm not supposed to have inquiry after inquiry after inquiry, but I didn't know it was that sensitive. My goodness. I can do another inquiry forever. But anyway, and this is why we're here today. We're here to learn, aren't we, Mr. Phillips? Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Any experience or feedbacks that you would like to share with someone who is interested in becoming an entrepreneur? What would you say to someone interested in becoming an entrepreneur?
I definitely would recommend that you actually research the market that you want to be in and just what type of industry as far as a successful business owner. My second also is once you figure that out, project a business plan. A lot of people go in business, and I see those partnerships, relations end. So I always tell people that your first partner in business is your credit. Your credit can go to the banks for you. Your credit has that decision to get you approved. So I always do recommend people to maximize their credit as much as they can.
And I think a lot, I think it's just generally, and it's probably a too large of a percentage, people take their credit for granted. I think the large majority of people, once they start getting a credit, they're on the road to abusing credit. It becomes easy to do, and it becomes easy to run that up, and it becomes easy to use all that credit line. But then it becomes 100 times more difficult in order to correct that because you mess it up. Takes ages and ages to correct that. I know that, you know that, and they know that too. And then they go out there and repeat the same process again. Now, I see on your website here two other things I'd like to ask you about. Number one, you do commercial loans, commercial real estate loans. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And I also see on here you have hard money real estate loans. Tell us a little bit about that.
So we also do offer commercial real estate loans nationwide. So as far as commercial real estate and hard money, it's a little different. It's still a form of non-traditional funding, but we usually specialize in DSCR loans, which is debt service cover ratio, and cash out refis and fix and flips. So with those particular products, you may have to qualify for a specific credit score. You don't have to show tax returns for DSCR or fix and flips. It's mainly just reserves and bank statements. So the rates are a little bit firm, while on the hard money side, it's no credit check. Sometimes they don't do an appraisal. It's called a desktop DOP, which they'll actually look it up and evaluate it online to see what it's worth. And then the terms are very short term. They can be anywhere between 6 to 18 months. And then you do have to have an extra strategy of how you're going to get out that hard money loan, whether it's refinancing, selling, are actually buying hold. So you want to refi out that product. So the rates can vary, but usually with hard money, it's a little bit more expensive. It can be anywhere between 13 to 15%. But it is a way for a business owner or an investor to come in, purchase fast, and be able to acquire the acquisition. You know, they may have a flip that, you know, their projected revenue or profit could be, you know, 80 to 100 plus thousand, and they need to close on fast. Or even a buy and hold situation as well. A lot of people may be buying and holding right now just because of the market shift. And a lot of areas that weren't getting appreciated are finally getting appreciated in my eyes. So the real estate market is definitely going up. So they may use that hard money loan to, you know, purchase that house that maybe be worth 180, and, you know, the next year it could be 300 because of redevelopment or things in that neighborhood have increased or houses in the area have sold more prior, you know, that next year.
Okay, it's good to know that's available. And one other program that I see here that I would like to ask you about, and that is, which I'm not familiar with, credit card stacking. What does that mean?
Okay, so with the credit card, that's what I spoke a little bit earlier about, those lines of credit. So basically,
okay.
is a lot of stuff that these internet gurus have misconcepted on TikTok and things like that. Credit card stacking is a form to get 0% interest funding or working capital for your business as a startup without having to show any documentation. So versus showing those tax returns to get that personal loan, credit card stacking is actually a way to get funded only providing stated income with no documents. So usually, in a sense, we give business owners anywhere between $50,000 to $150,000 in 0% interest credit cards. We work with a law firm where we can actually liquidate that money off the cards and wire it to your bank account. So the goal that I've been teaching people for the past 2.5 years is, you know, you may have a $5,000 limit on a personal credit card, but once you get that LLC established, you can get higher amounts on those business credit cards. You can actually leverage that business debt and turn it into a cash flow. A lot of people say cash is king. We go by cash flow is king. So you can actually leverage that business debt, and it doesn't report on your personal credit. A lot of people may max out their personal cards to fix houses, to start their business. You can leverage all that business debt, and it's actually a way to hide your utilization. And because this is 0% interest, anywhere between 12 to 18 months, you don't have to start paying interest on your initial investment.
Wonderful, wonderful. These are the things that we need to talk about, have conversations about, people. We are here to learn. I'm Sonya Cassandra Perdue, and you're listening to CBBN Business Journals. And to be a guest, give us a call, 773-609-2226. Our guest today here is Cedric Phillips, president of Funwells Consulting Group. Now, Cedric, let me ask you one other question before we exit. And I'm going to give you a few minutes to put in your final words as well. So, Cedric, what would you tell your past self now that you're at the age you are and live the life that you have? What would you say to Cedric, the young Cedric? What would you say to him?
I would have told myself, if I could tell my past self, it definitely was to stay focused and keep a tighter circle of friends. Just because a lot of those people that I was around with then, I mean, they're not around today, but just essentially you want to be around like-minded people. So I wasn't around like-minded people back then. You know, a lot of people get into business or want to start, you know, a career and things, and they feel like they don't have a support system. I definitely recommend to just hang around like-minded people, even if that means meeting strangers. And I definitely always just say stay persistent and consistent. No matter how many times you fall, no matter how many times, you know, the ball drops, or if you feel like you want to quit, don't. Just keep going.
Great. I thank you for that. You know, my father was in business, so I grew up around him. And being in business is tough. Don't get it twisted, people. It's tough. And it's always a situation. Every week, every day, every month, it's always a situation that you have to, and it's like life. You have to think yourself out of it, circumvent, be creative about it. You know, the good things, the painful things. Go broke, and then you have high times, but it doesn't mean that you quit. My father used to just sit there and watch my father think he'd be trying to figure out his way out one situation after another, because that's what's required, you know. But you don't stop and say, oh, I'm not going to do this, I'm giving up. Well, some people, business is not for. Can you agree with that, Cedric? Some people want to be business owners, but they should not. Can you agree with that, Cedric?
I can definitely agree with that.
It's not for everyone. It is not for everyone to stop thinking, everybody's going to be a business owner. Everybody. No, you're not. If you don't want to work 10 hours a week, if you don't want to go to sleep and dream about your business, because I dream about man all the time. I dream about
hey,
it all
too.
The time. And then, you know what, Cedric, what I do in the morning, you know, in those morning hours, I actually start working. In my sleep, I said, you know, it's time for me to get up because I'm working now. It's time because my mind starts saying, dude, I'm going to do this. So it's not for the weak either. You know, I tell people getting old is not for the weak. Being in business is not for the weak either. You might need to keep your job, people. But it's a pleasure talking with you, Cedric. And would you give us your final words, please?
I definitely appreciate being on the podcast. Definitely like, follow. I'm definitely glad I reached out to you. And blessings the most. I hope you enjoy your day, your month, your year. I hope everybody does. Continue to grind and don't stop.
Thank you so much for being with us. I'm Sonia Cassandra Perdue. You've been listening to CBBN Business Journals. To be our guest, once again, give us a call at 773-609-2226. I want to close out with one of Kenny O'Dea's quotes. He is the owner of the Cross Films International and one of our previous guests. While it's easy to say nothing is a miracle and be sad, depressed, and unmotivated, I choose to say everything is a miracle and be happy. I'm walking with that today, and you've been listening to CBBN Business Journal. You can also visit us at Chicago's Black Business Radio Network.com. Thank you for being with us, Cedric, and everyone, thank you for listening. Enjoy your day.